Both of them were equally beautiful, though his eyes were drawn more to the one who belonged to him. And how do you know she'd understand? Or her entire family would? I'd assume her father would still want this to happen. An irritated sigh escaped Mateo. Do you really believe she wants to do this? Have you spoken to her recently and asked her how she feels? How about her father? Have you talked to Carlo Campioni at all? This has gone on long enough. Something must be done. Now. Rafe really hated it sometimes when his big brother behaved reasonably. No, he hadn't spoken to Carlo, but who had? The man had turned into a ghost as of late. He very rarely came into work or made public appearances, according to those who worked at Campioni Leather Goods. His daughters had taken over the family business completely, with the older one, Annalisa, stepping into her father's place and running the company. And beyond the greeting Rafe had offered her upon his arrival to this small social gathering earlier, no, he hadn't talked to Catalina Campioni much. But he hadn't forgotten her. How could he? She'd always been in the back of his mind, ever since they were children. And as he grew older, she'd pushed herself closer and closer to the forefront. Not by her own doing, oh no. His vivid imagination had helped that along. Of course, there had been that single, unforgettable kiss they'd shared the last time they'd seen and spoken to each other for longer than stiff greetings and painfully polite conversation. And then she asked for more time, like she couldn't stand the thought of marrying him. Talk about devastating. Never give a woman breathing room, Mateo had warned him like he was an idiot, after the fact. Which proved that, yes, indeed, Rafe was an idiot. Breathing room allowed the woman the opportunity to change her mind, Mateo went on to say. For whatever reason, lately Rafe had grown afraid that Catalina most definitely changed her mind. A man resorted to desperate measures during desperate times. This meant he needed to push forward and make their marriage happen. Soon. Now. I hope like hell she wants to do this, Rafe finally said, full of worry and ire. We agreed. After the kiss, after she requested a bit of distance, he'd asked her if they would still marry, needing the confirmation. She'd nodded her answer, appearing too overcome to form words. He'd run with that simple confirmation ever since, again proving he was an idiot. Her father and our father agreed a long time ago. There's a distinct difference, Mateo pointed out. Arranged marriages are a thing of the past for our culture. I realize that. But the agreement's in writing. One of us would be breaking a legal contract if we backed out. Rafe grumbled, jerking his attention away from the one woman who could keep him in knots like no other, so he could focus on his brother. Big mistake. Mateo looked exasperated at having to explain himself yet again. It felt like they'd been having this conversation for years. As if any modern court would uphold that stupid document. He shook his head. You could have any woman you want, and you know it. I know it. Hell, Catalina Campioni most likely knows it too. So why in the world do you want her? You don't even know her. Rafe was tired of having to explain himself all the damn time. Why did Mateo always want a reason? Why did anyone want a reason? Wasn't being in love with her enough? Of course, most would laugh at him if he said he was in love with her, since they really didn't know each other that well. But it was true. He'd been waiting for her to mature, to grow, to become the woman that wanted to be married to him, who wanted to give him children. That she still didn't want him hurt more than he cared to admit. Why wouldn't I want her? He said, his voice gruff. He needed to play this off to Mateo so he wouldn't look like the sappy, romantic bastard that he truly was. She's been promised to me for years. She's sweet and she's kind and so damn beautiful it hurts to look at her. Without hesitation, he waved his hand toward where Catalina stood, not caring who saw him. He was tired of staying away from her. The give-me-distance agreement between them settled heavily in the crowded room until it was all he could see and hear and think about. Mateo watched him in that cool, calculating way his older brother had, as if he could see right through him, knowing when he told the truth or lied.